tell you that
today is April 21st, 2015. This is a Joint Committee on Ways and Means Subcommittee on Natural Resources. We're going to open up a work session on House Bill 5037, the Department of State Lands. And before we begin, I will turn it over to Ms. Gilbert as she's going to do an overview of our first work session.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. As this is your first work session, I will do a brief overview of what you can expect. There is a work session memo in your materials today in OLIS. It begins with a numbers table that starts with 11-13 actuals and moves all the way through to the 15-17 LFO recommended budget. It's followed by a bullet list of funding, describing the funding that's included in the recommended budget. And as a reminder at this point, the legislative budget is built from current service level. Next, we will look at actual policy option package details and recommended amounts, and those are in the report that follows the memo. We next go through the key performance measures or any recommendations on the agency key performance measures, and then return for final votes. You will have four opportunities to vote. First is on the recommended budget after we've gone through the packages and the descriptions. Then is on KPM recommendations. Finally, to adopt the amendment to the appropriation bill, and then to move the bill as amended to the full committee. And if you are ready, we can proceed. Today we're considering the Department of State Lands budget. Public hearings were held March 10th through the 12th. If you wanted to look up material that was posted, it would have been posted on March 10th. And just as a reminder, the agency manages the Common School Fund assets, generates revenue for the Common School Fund by managing state-owned land, and is responsible by statute for programs such as removal fill and wetlands. It also manages the South Slough National Estuarine Research Reserve. Moving now to the report, the LFO analyst recommended report that follows the memo. On the first page of that report, you'll see some budget history and then how it is built. We start with the 13-15 legislatively adopted budget that came out in June of 2013 and show what e-boards have, or show the effect of e-boards since then. In this case, there were several, there was limitation for fire expenses, grants, some expenses associated with an agency reorganization, and that then leads to the legislatively approved budget. From there, there are adjustments to get to the base budget, and the base budget is adjusted then for inflation, both on personal services that are not in the PIC system, for phase-ins and phase-outs, and for inflation and price list adjustments. Those adjustments then lead to the current service level, and so we're building from a current service level of $39.1 million in total funds. And the next line is total LFO recommended packages, and these are what you will be considering today. They total $8.8 million, and this leads to a recommended LFO recommended budget of $47,969,544 total funds, 108 positions, 107 FTE. This recommendation is 5.9% higher than the 13-15 legislatively approved budget and 22.6% higher than the current service level. Part of why the current service level is as low as it is phasing out a lot of one-time expenditures, and that totaled $5.8 million of phase out. The next page shows the same information just for the Common School Fund division, and I will then move to page 3, which is package 101, Portland Harbor Cleanup. This package continues funding for legal expertise related to the Portland Harbor Superfund site and for one limited duration natural resources specialist 4 position. budgets such as this were approved in the 2011-13 biennium and the 13-15 biennium. In both biennia, the department required an expenditure limitation increase at the end of the biennium because of higher than expected costs. The cost allocation process for this and legal questions are expected to continue for at least three more years, ending when the EPA issues a record of decision. Funding is partly provided by insurance policy payouts, with the Common School Fund picking up the rest. The department has recalculated the total expected 15-17 cost based on updated estimates from the contractor and now expects the cost to be $1.08 million more than this package. When the actual costs are better known, the department can report to the legislature in early 2017 and request any needed adjustments. This package is $4,746,229, other funds, one position, one FTE. Package 102 is improved internal controls. It adds a permanent accountant for position to provide accurate and complete financial statements for the Common School Fund such that the internal controls and separation of duties are correct, and in external independent audits will be clean. The department self-financed a limited duration accountant for during 13-15, which did result in a clean independent audit. And this package makes that limited duration permanent, that limited duration position permanent. The value is $294,311, other funds, one position, one FTE. Package 103, it replace and upgrade equipment. It addresses some increasingly challenging maintenance and service issues with aging IT equipment in the department's 1997 truck. Adds other funds expenditure limitation to replace three old servers and equipment for staff who work in Central Oregon. Included in the equipment are also 32 smartphones with upgraded GIS data collection capacity, three satellite phones to use in remote locations, and the lease of a heavy-duty pickup. The total amount is $204,682, other funds, no positions. Package 106, easement application fee. This is a revenue-only package. There's no expenditure, specific expenditure associated with it. It depends on the passage of House Bill 2460, and it establishes new fees for processing costs for easement applications and territorial sea cable crossings. The expected revenue is $23,750, and as of April 20th, this bill had passed the House and was at the Senate President's desk. Package 802, Elliott State Forest Alternative Study. This provides a limited duration project manager to continue to develop and expand recommendations with respect to disposition of the Elliott State Forest. The next recommendation suite is due to the Land Board in June 2015. There's also limitation for 1,400 hours of temporary staff time to lead the public outreach efforts and support the project manager. The total is $667,000, other funds, one position, one full-time equivalent. Package 803, 2014 fire suppression expense, provides expenditure limitation for the department to pay the BLM for invoiced expenses associated with the Buzzard Complex firefighting in 2014. In total, 398,596 acres of rangeland were burned, of which 77,982 were under DSL management. The cost in this package is $2,204,126, other funds. The next page shows the summary for the Oregon Wetlands Revolving Fund. There are no packages associated with it. And the next page is the Natural Heritage Program. Also, no packages. And while the program itself was transferred to parks, this is the final cleanup of carryover limitation for projects that had not been completed when the transfer occurred. So it started with $57,800. That money is now phased out, and this program is officially at zero. The next page, page 11, is the South Slough National Estuarine overview page. Package 104 is on page 12. Package 104 is program alignment. It reclassifies a Natural Resources Specialist 3 to a Policy Analyst 4 by shifting funds from services and supplies to personal services, and it is a net $0 package. Capital improvements is the next page. There and on the on page 14, Package 105, Agricultural Development. This package provides expenditure limitation to develop 750 acres of rangeland for ag, which brings a larger revenue stream from leases. The development involves partnering with an interested lessee where the department pays for underground water and electricity, and the lessee provides watering pivots above ground and pays a higher per acre rate to the department, which it means to the Common School Fund. This is the third such conversion undertaken by the department since the land board directed the department to manage Common School Fund assets to achieve a higher rate of return. The amount is $455,000 other funds. The final package is Package 805, State Lands Building Remodel. It's the final limitation for the 2014 Department Reorganization and corresponding State Lands Building Remodel. Due to schedule slip, $143,000 of the limitation that had already been provided for 2013-15 needs to be carried over to 2015-17. In addition, $125,000 needs to be added to fund the phone system upgrade, internal moving expenses, and conference room furniture that had been overlooked in the original planning. The remodel is being done in two stages, with half of the floor space being remodeled at a time. This means the department avoids the expense of off-site lease while the work is being done. The amount is $268,000 other funds. With that, we can have a motion.
Yeah. Are there any questions, Ms. Gilbert? All right, with that, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation to HB 5037.
All right, and is there any discussion? Representative Hack.
Thank you, Co-Chair. I will be just letting you know I will be a no today, given the fact that I believe that there's much work that needs to be done in regards to the Common School Fund and the Elliott State Forest. While I understand that that's not completely bound by what Department of State Lands can do, and I agree that there's a lot of great work that is being done there, I want to see that taken care of. So I just wanted to respectfully let you know what I would be doing today.
Thank you, and I respect your opinion, and I apologize for giving you such a hard time. I'll make sure I put that on the record.
That's okay.
Senator Hansel.
I concur with what Representative Hack said concerning Elliott. It continues to be an area of concern for me, but I will do a courtesy vote to move it forward.
Okay. Thank you very much, Senator Hansel. Is there any other discussion? All right. Are there any objections to the motion?
I object.
Okay. Representative Hack objects. Are there any other objections? Seeing no objections, the motion carries. And we'll move on to performance measures. Ms. Gilbert.
Thank you. I will move to page 3 of the performance measure display for the LFO recommendation. This is at the bottom of page 3. The target on KPM number 16, which is South SLU percent of education programs that use structured assessment process surveys to help respond to audience needs, should be increased to 100%. The South SLU education program has been performing above target for the last 3 years. Moving backwards to KPM number 3, increase in revenues from non-timberland management. It has exceeded its target, and LFO recommends a small target increase in 2016 and 2017. As the measure includes revenues from waterways, and as the agency has recently reorganized, it will make sense in the future to separate waterways revenue from this measure. For now, however, LFO is recommending the small increase. KPM number 9 is reporting a red performance. It deals with a number of days to respond to a wetland delineation report. The internal target is 60 days. Since 2011, the actual average number of days has increased. With the 2014 agency reorganization and full staffing, the agency believes it can meet the target. For a little context, the statutory target is 120 days, which the agency is well within achieving. And finally, the agency should consider rewriting KPM number 11, which deals with the time frame for reinvesting wetland mitigation bank funds. The agency reports attaining its 100% goal since 2008. Either the time frame or the nature of the measure should be looked at.
Okay. And with that, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, are there any objections to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries.
The next part of the standard work session memo is a placeholder for budget notes, but there are no budget notes associated with this appropriation measure, so we can move on to recommended changes to House Bill 5037. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends a budget of $36,100,866 other funds, $1,634,429 in federal funds, 108 positions, 107 FTE, and that House Bill 5037 be amended accordingly. The content of the dash 2 amendment is listed in the memo. On line 11, delete $28,133,205 and insert $31,291,047. Line 16, delete $1,961,875 and insert $1,962,130. And on line 17, delete $758,250 and insert $1,026,250.
All right. And again, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation to adopt the dash 2 amendment to,
to 5037. Representative Clem moves the LFO recommendation to adopt the dash 2 amendments to House Bill 5037. Is there any discussion? Yes, Representative Hack.
Again, I will be voting no, given my previous statements.
Thank you very much. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection to the motion?
Yes.
We'll let the record reflect that Representative Hack objects to the motion. Seeing no other objections, the motion carries. We'll go ahead and move on to the final action. Ms. Gilbert, is there anything before we?
No.
All right. We'll go ahead and entertain the final motion.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 5037 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Clem moves House Bill 5037 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none. Are there any objections?
Yes.
This you definitely want to do.
We'll go ahead and note the record that Representative Hack objects. Any other objections? Seeing none, the motion carries. And with that, we will go ahead and close the work session and adjourn the meeting.
I need carriers.
Oh, carrier. That's right. Sorry. Representative Gomberg, would you be willing to carry this
sure.
to full
or to the floor?
To full. And would you be willing to carry it to the floor?
Sure.
Okay. And then on the Senate side, Senator Hansel, you have some objections to the.
Well, it comes out of the. Yeah, I could go ahead and carry it. But, I mean, you could
carry it on the floor.
Oh, on the Senate floor.
Okay. Why don't we have Senator Hansel carry it to full, and then we'll. Actually, no, Gomberg's carrying it to full, and then we'll have Senator Demro carry it on the floor. So. All right. With that, now we will close the workshop and adjourn the meeting.
One down. One down.